Penguin Audio presents Undisputed Truth by Mike Tyson with Larry Sloman, read by Joshua Henry. This book is dedicated to all the outcasts, everyone who has ever been mesmerized, marginalized, tranquilized, beaten down, and falsely accused, and incapable of receiving love. Prologue. I spent most of the 6 weeks between my conviction for rape and sentencing traveling around the country, romancing all of my various girlfriends. It was my way of saying goodbye to them. And when I wasn't with them, I was fending off all the women who propositioned me. Everywhere I'd go, there was some woman who would come up to me and say, "Come on, I'm not going to say that you raped me. You can come with me. I'll let you film it." I later realized that that was their way of saying, "We know you didn't do it." But I didn't take it that way. I'd strike back indignantly with a rude response. Although they were saying what they said out of support, I was in too much pain to realize it. I was an ignorant, mad, bitter guy who had a lot of growing up to do. But some of my anger was understandable. I was a 25-year-old kid facing 60 years in jail for a crime that I did not commit. Let me repeat here what I said before the grand jury, during the trial, at my sentencing, at my early release hearing, after I got out of prison, and what I will continue to say until they put me in the ground. I did not rape Desiree Washington. She knows it, God knows it, and the consequences of her actions are something that she's got to live with for the rest of her life. My promoter, Don King, kept assuring me that I would walk from these charges. He told me he was working behind the scenes to make the case disappear. Plus, he had hired Vince Fuller, the best lawyer that a $1 million fee could buy. Vince just happened to be Don's tax attorney, and Don probably still owed him money. But I knew from the start that I'd get no justice. I wasn't being tried in New York or Los Angeles. We were in Indianapolis, Indiana, historically one of the strongholds of the Ku Klux Klan. My judge, Patricia Gifford, was a former sex crimes prosecutor and was known as the Hanging Judge. I had been found guilty by a jury of my peers, only one of whom was black. The other black jury member had been excused by the judge after a fire in the hotel where the jurors were staying. She dismissed him because of his state of mind. Yeah, his state of mind was that he didn't like the food he was being served. But in my mind, I had no peers. I was the youngest heavyweight champion in the history of boxing. I was a titan, the reincarnation of Alexander the Great. My style was impetuous, my defenses were impregnable, and I was ferocious. It's amazing how a low self-esteem and a huge ego can give you delusions of grandeur. But after the trial, this god among men had to get his black ass back in court for his sentencing. But first I tried some divine intervention. Calvin, my close friend from Chicago, told me about some hoodoo woman who could cast a spell to keep me out of jail. You piss in a jar, then put $500 bills in there, then put the jar under your bed for 3 days, and then bring it to her, and she'll pray over it for you, Calvin told me. So the clairvoyant broad is going to take the pissy pile of hundreds out of the jar, rinse them off, and then go shopping. If somebody gave you a $100 bill they pissed on, would you care? I asked Calvin. I had a reputation for throwing around money, but that was too much, even for me. Then some friends tried to set me up with a voodoo priest, but they brought around this guy who had a suit on. The guy didn't even look like a drugstore voodoo guy. This asshole needed to be in the swamp. He needed to have on a dashiki. I knew the guy had nothing. He didn't even have a ceremony planned. He just wrote some shit on a piece of paper and tried to sell me on some bullshit I didn't do. He wanted me to wash in some weird oil and pray and drink some special water. But I was drinking goddamn Hennessy. I wasn't gonna water down my Hennessy.
So I settled on getting a Santeria priest to do some witch doctor shit. We went to the courthouse one night with a pigeon and an egg.
I dropped the egg on the ground as the bird was released and I yelled, "We're free!" A few days later, I put on my gray pinstripe suit and went to court. After the verdict had been delivered, my defense team had put together a pre-sentence memorandum on my behalf. It was an impressive document. Dr. Jerome Miller, the clinical director of the Augustus Institute in Virginia and one of the nation's leading experts on adult sex offenders, had examined me and concluded that I was a sensitive and thoughtful young man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?